pretty close proximity to where that quarry looking area is over there. There's a Pine Woods Village subdivision. Now that first little one you see off to the east of the main road, that's all private. The road circles and goes around that portion of it into this subdivision in the back portion of it. Which has several homes and several summer type cottages in there. And I was recommending just a portion of those roads. The main road going in and then the valley stream, which makes a big circle through the bulk of it, and also the prairie woods, which also makes a circle, and that pretty much catches the bulk of the homes except for the little cross streets there, which are short.
And that's the left right there. After you pass the animal control, you go up over that next little ridge, and it's to the left there.
Yes.
Right beside that.
Yes. Right beside that quarry. You see the quarry there to the in the upper corner.
Now, are they already asphalted or chip and sealed?
Yes, these are all asphalted. They have been for a period of time. They will require some work at in the near future on portions of it, but I mean nothing real critical right now.
Why would we not, like where you have 0.08 miles, nothing for a few years as far as cost, why wouldn't we bring them in?
That's the main road going in, which is pretty
no,
good.
It's Pioneer
it's
Way.
Kind of got two different names to it, and
that's
that portion
Pioneer
right
Way?
Where the cursor is, that's
okay.
The road into it.
Well, that opens up another little discussion. If they're already asphalted, are they aware if we take them in to maybe chip and seal later?
I'm not sure if the gentleman is...
Anybody here?
Yeah, here he is. And I mean, that's part of what we do on the surface. I mean, we'll determine what would be the best solution at the time, depending on our budget and money-wise.
But
some of these subdivisions, that's what we've had to do
yeah.
because of cost.
Yeah. When it gets ready to be worked on and you wait one more year past the time that it's supposed to be worked on, you may have a total breakup underneath. So what I'm saying is when we take this in, if there's a maintenance to be done, it may be chip and seal. It may not be asphalt like it's laying there now. It may be a chip and seal over the asphalt. If we take those into the county, because of the cost, states had to do it. County's no different. So,
the one loop heading from where Valley Stream ends up past Pinewood Village and loops back down, that's only 8 or 9 years old. Mm-hmm. That's in tremendous shape. I couldn't see why they would even want to fool with that for a year or two.
Right. Randy, everything meets all the subdivision standards, 50 foot and...
Yeah, the right, we had no issues with right of way.
Brandon, what are you, it's over there in your
area.
That's
what I was asking. If it says nothing for a few years, why wouldn't, and eight people for $2,500, why wouldn't we just bring them all in?
I don't have any problem with it, as long as the dollars
and
the others.
Well, and they know that in the future, but... That's such a small area. If the roads are in that good of shape,
now,
we shouldn't have to go in and put down a chip and seal.
Snow removal is an issue, you know, that we have to consider lengthwise. I'm with you. The way we've done in the past, we don't have to do this the way we've done it in the past, but the way we've done it in the past is we enter, and I think that's what Randy's leading to, is we enter one of these subdivisions and then let them petition the other roads.
The other, right.
As
make sure
go.
That they want us even in there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a test on both ends.
Yeah.
The only road I would consider right now, because it lacks, I think, Pioneer No, it has three homes. I was wrong on that. I see the third home now. There's two at the end of the cul-de-sac, so it did meet the three homes.
Mike and Brandon, you guys can decide on this if you, what do you want to do?
Like I said, going back to the, if you're looking at how many homes you're picking up for the dollars, you're picking up quite a few for less amount of money.
What I originally was recommending was basically the main road in and two main loops would catch a majority of them, and it's basically up to you. I mean, it's not very much distance on the remaining cross streets in there.
That's what I mean. You're picking, you can pick up 12 homes for $2,500, 8 homes for $2,500. Why wouldn't we pick those two up is what I'm asking.
I'm fine with it. That's
Whispering Pine Way and then Black Bear Way. And then one, you're picking up three homes that says no cost.
The road was fairly new. There's really nothing to do to it at this point, so you can't really...
Except for snow removal.
Snow removal.
And we're already in there.
Mowing and, you know, minor.
As I said, we're already in there.
Right.
So I don't know why we just don't pick them all up.
Okay.
I'm going to do them all. Good.
Yep.
And then on the Sycamore.
Okay, Kathy, you want to go to that subdivision? Now, this subdivision had been petitioned in years past and talked about in different things, and the roads aren't in too bad a shape. It does have some drainage issues that need to be worked on. I don't know, is there anybody here with that?
Right.
There you are. Okay.
Do we have the property for a cul-de-sac? I'm looking right now at some of the
problems. That's one of the issues. Round Hill is the main road coming out of the subdivision portion we maintain that goes around and connects to these two other streets in there, and then it goes on down in dead ends. There is no cul-de-sac, and right now I'd recommend if we take it in, we stop at that second cross street, Shadow View, because the lack of the turnaround down there, and they're going to have to acquire additional property to have room to make. And actually, the property lays in the next phase of the next subdivision. So
you're wanting to make a loop and come down Shadow View from Round Hill?
Correct.
And then go back out Mesquite, or is that what that says?
Well, that's... And then they've also petitioned the other road there, which does have a cul-de-sac, by the way.
Don't Shadow Lake.
Take all of Mesquite.
What is Blossom Valley already?
Now the other short section of road we'd have to back out, and that's the down to the Mill Hollow entrance of that subdivision. There's a short section there that there's no turnaround there also.
Is Blossom Valley already in our system?
Yes. Those are already in the system. Okay. Right there at the top corner is where the round hill begins.
That's where the hill comes down kind of steep, and then you go around the corner. On the north side is 2,000 or 3,000 acres that... Who owns that? That's what goes underneath the high road, isn't it? That land?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So you're saying take in the rest of start Round Hill, Mesquite, Shadow View, Shadow
that
Lake.
Road. And then but leave off the two little dead end portions for now until we get...
The part that goes down towards Mills Hollow and then the part that comes out. Did they ever...
Where's that enter at, though? I'm trying to picture.
You have to go through the subdivision we maintain off Sycamore.
Where's what enter, Danny?
Where's the road? Does it come off of Sycamore?
Yes.
To get to the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go through the...
Sorry.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I know where it's at.
I would recommend before we take those in, and I'd like for the commission to go out and make a field trip and drive those things. I know you've been out there, Brandon. This contingent upon a review from the commission.
Did you video it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been out there a bunch, but I don't know if you guys have.
No, I haven't. This weekend, I drove a lot of roads that I hadn't been on in a while, and a lot of roads that were petitioned, but this was not in the group.
Now, they've also done some work on portions of Round Hill Road and repaired drainage and done surface work.
Do you have a clay problem?
I didn't see but maybe one or two areas that might be susceptible to a couple spots, but they're not.
There's a few dips.
They're not very big.
Not bad.
One of them's on that Shadow View, and then one on Mesquite down there, about halfway down on Mesquite. The worst problem is at the intersection of Mesquite and the Shadow View, which they're going to have to do some drainage work. There's drainage up on the hill, but when you get to the intersection, there's got to be some work done there, some drainage improvement there to control runoff.
How much mileage do you have on that one, Randy?
There's 3.9.
None of them's a half a mile long. I see some as third.
About 1.25 miles or one.
And take off maybe 500 foot total for the end of.
So. A little over a mile probably.
What's that? There are a few lots in here that haven't been built out yet, but it's well over 75% built out, the entire subdivision.
Yeah.
So. Now, the first portion, that was one of the subdivisions that we'd taken in several years ago, and it really needed an overlay, but one of the things we was going to have to do was grind out, then put the overlay back in, and cost-wise, 2 years ago, we went in there and chip-sealed that first portion of the subdivision just to buy it a little bit of time. Eventually, something will have to be done, but it's not too bad a shape now.
Where does it cross off of Sycamore? I mean, does it cross the creek right there?
No, it doesn't cross the creek. It's before you get down to the creek. You turn into that Horizon Hill subdivision there off Sycamore, and you go through it to get to this. This is the next phase in this subdivision. So,
if he's all right with it, I don't have any problem with it. There's some place out there that we had a clay problem.
That was further down.
That
was further down the bottoms, wasn't it?
Well, no. Go to the next phase, the mill hollow. That's got bad clay problems in that portion.
Well, maybe that. See, that's where I'm thinking of it.
You got to go through this portion and get into that one. Now, they do have some areas in there that's pretty bad as far as being broke up and new hot mix that's broke off. That's in that.
Okay.
That's in that phase right there.
See, little brain just works once in a while, but I can remember that we have portions of the roads in that area that are clay problems, and when we have one of those, sometimes we learned our lesson, I'd say, Randy, down here on Casey Road, wouldn't you?
Well,
when we get into clay areas.